We get things underway this afternoon by celebrating a big day in Black Bear Nation. The University of Maine announced just earlier this afternoon their brand new football coach, the 37th head coach in the history of Maine football. He is a former Black Bear player and coach who has been working at Yale University the last several years. We're happy to welcome in head coach Jordan Stevens. Jordan, congratulations.
Thanks, Rich. Truly honored, and I can't wait to get started. Maine's always been a place dear in my heart, and I'm thrilled to be back, and really just looking forward to getting in front of the players.
And I'm pretty sure of this. I like to bring it up every time we talk to you, that you will be, I'm pretty sure, the only Division I coach who was an all-state skier in high school.
Yes, I'm sure there's not many of me that have that combination around the country.
So let's talk about what you were doing at Yale, just to get people caught up on what's happened since you left Maine.
Yeah, so I came to Yale with some of the former assistants that were on the staff at Maine. They had been here for 3 years, and I came down as the defensive line coach. I worked my way into a coordinator role on defense and assistant head coach over a few years. We were able to really bring this program back to its storied history, tradition and history. And we were able to win the Ivy League championship in 2017, finishing 9-1, and repeat that again in 2019 with another 9-1 season. So it's been really exciting to see the transformation of the program back to what it always has been. And you know, my experience is really been through developing a program, building a program. I thought that was, I got some really good exposure to that at Yale.
Well, obviously there's a great draw in coming back to your home state as a Mount Blue graduate and a former Black Bear yourself, but also coming here at, I think, a pretty good time and an interesting time in Maine football history with the changes that are coming to the facilities on campus. There's some pretty exciting days ahead.
Yeah, it really is. I think that, you know, the best days are really ahead for Maine football, and excited for the plans that Ken Ruff has for the athletic department. I really enjoyed my conversations with him and his vision of where Maine football is going to go. That was a big selling point for me. And honestly, as I mentioned, I mean, this place has a special place in my heart, and I love Maine football. I love the University of Maine and the state, and really excited to take it to that next step.
What are the challenges? Obviously, in any job, there are going to be some challenges, and people I know talk about it being difficult to recruit guys to play up here in Orono, but I don't know if that's any tougher than getting to people to play in Durham, New Hampshire, or some other FCS outposts around the country. What do you see as your biggest challenge coming in?
Well, I think that, you know, our challenge right now is really just the off season and making sure that we are working each day towards our goals. And our goals are really going to be playing for each other. We're really bringing back the process mindset of one day at a time, and that's going to be our focus throughout the off season. And we're going to have a great off season. We're going to have a great strength and conditioning plan throughout the winter months and into spring ball. Certainly, recruiting has its challenges everywhere, like you mentioned. I think once we get recruits here, the campus and our players really sell themselves, and those are going to be the guys that win recruits is the players that we have on that roster.
We're talking with the new head coach of Black Bear football, Jordan Stevens. Well, you hit the ground running with recruiting and really with the transfer portal. In some ways, recruiting never stops. Obviously, that's an issue. How soon before you get a chance to meet with the players, some of whom, as happens at every school, may be looking at this as an opportunity to perhaps go somewhere else?
That's one of the first things I do, Rich, is get in front of the players. I plan on doing that as soon as I get up there, and is getting in front of them and let them know the why I'm here, why I'm their head coach, my vision of what I'm looking for in a football team. And I feel strongly about the vision that I have is going to match the players, and they're going to be excited about the direction we're heading in.
What did you learn in your time as a player at Maine, Jordan, and who were the people who were an influence on you that made you want to do this as a career?
Well, Coach Cosgrove had a major influence on me in my time there. I thought he was a tremendous coach and did a terrific job with myself and my teammates, and he had a big influence in me getting into coaching. The next piece I really learned from Maine was just how to challenge myself. I have always said that I was pushed to places I never knew I could go, or if I did know, maybe I didn't completely believe. But I think once you go to those places, you gain confidence, you start to believe in yourself more, and that's the development of young men. That's why I love the profession, and that's why I'm in it, is to develop young men in every facet of their life, and I felt like I got that from the University of Maine.
Well, as you know, too, when Maine has had success through the years, it's often been because of that defense. You were a defensive player, all CAA. You've been a defensive coordinator as well. Is that one of your first goals, is to get the Black Hole back to being that dominant force that it's been in the past?
Absolutely. I think I can certainly bring some things to the table that will continue to help our defense improve and head in the right direction. I think that I have experience with that can help us continue the battle of stopping offenses and limiting big plays and doing those things.
Now, I know things are still a little bit in flux. This has all happened pretty quickly here. Are you able to share with us the length of your contract as head coach?
Well, not right now, just because I'm still I woke up in Pittsburgh this morning, so I'm en route back home to Connecticut right now. I kind of took a hard left turn from recruiting, and am now making plans to get up there as soon as possible.
All right. Well, Jordan, we're very excited. I know Black Bear Nation is thrilled to have you back here at the University of Maine, and we look forward to lots of excitement ahead, a new page in Maine football with Jordan Stevens named the head coach. Jordan, congratulations again. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon, and I'm certainly excited to work with you once again.
Thanks so much, Rich. I'm really looking forward to talking to you again here soon.
All right. Be well. Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear football, named earlier today by the University of Maine. He succeeds Nick Charlton.